welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you today?
Drying out. And you know what? I decided what better day to go swimming than 45 degrees and 30-mile-an-hour gusts of wind. I was playing golf Saturday, and my golf cart got pushed into the pond in front of the 16th green, which turns out to be quite deep. Wow. And so I went swimming after my bag, and no, iPhones can't swim, so it was an adventurous weekend, but good to be here.
What happened to the cart?
Well, it's all still there. It wasn't one of those driving carts. We walk, so it was a push.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the wind just blew it in.
Well, good. We're going to do a poem that it's hard to make a transition, but it also deals with water. It sort of filtered through the kidney. We're going to talk for a moment about urinary tract infections and look a little bit at nosocomial infections. I think the listeners will recognize that urinary tract infections are the leading cause of nosocomial bacteremia in the hospital. 20% of all hospital-acquired bacteremias arise from within the urinary tract, and the mortality associated with this bacteremia is not insignificant. Estimates are somewhere between 8 and 12%. Lots of definitions about what bacteremia is. Asymptomatic bacteremia with or without an indwelling catheter is characterized by a culture with greater than 10 to the 5th colony-forming units. That's in the absence of fever, suprapubic tenderness, or CVA tenderness. The IDSA, the Infectious Disease Society of America, has defined a little bit different definition. They defined asymptomatic bacteria as a single catheterized specimen with a single isolated organism with counts of just 10 to the 2 colony forming units. The risk factors for bacterial infections of the bladder are well known to listeners and include female gender, diabetes, prolonged catheterization, errors in catheterization care. The article that we're going to look at today, Mark, you've chosen, it comes from Lancet, 2012, volume 380, starts on page 1927. It asks the question, do special antimicrobial catheters prevent urinary tract infections in these hospitalized patients at high risk for infection? What did they find, Mark?
Well, yeah, this is a big deal. Preventing hospital-acquired infections in general is a big deal. And, you know, increasingly hospitals are not going to get paid for caring for complications that are deemed preventable. And so these catheters, a lot of folks are using catheters that are either silver alloy, so silver being antibacterial, or using ones that are impregnated actually with an antibiotic, nitrofurantoin in this case. So this is a big study in Britain that multiple hospital centers, these were all hospitalized patients, over 6,000 of them, and they were folks who were expected to be cath temporarily for less than 2 weeks, and they were randomly assigned to one of three groups, either standard catheter, silver alloy catheter, or an antibiotic impregnated catheter. And they, you know, followed these folks for 6 weeks, and the main outcome was, did they get a UTI? And they defined it simply as symptoms plus having an antibiotic prescription, and regardless of whether the UTI was microbiologically confirmed, they looked at that as well. And what they found was that the catheter-associated UTI was about the same in all the groups, 12.6% in the standard, 12.5% in the silver alloy, and 10.6% in the antimicrobial impregnated. No statistically significant difference between those rates. And what they did see was the longer someone had a catheter in place, the more likely they were to develop an infection. Mm. And so as our colleague Henry Berry so elegantly writes in the poem, a good reminder to get rid of those puppies as soon as possible. And I would tend to agree with Henry. You know, we need to be thinking about this. It's very simple for these to get left in, and you know, we go away, and our colleagues are running on the weekend, and they don't want to change anything, and so it stays in an extra 2 or 3 days. So, you know, ask yourself every day, do they still need to have this in? And increasingly, I think hospitals have protocols in place that are mandating, you know, reassessment on a regular basis.
Does it matter how long or how often you change these catheters?
Yeah, they didn't report that. These were being essentially left in place until there was, you know, evidence of infection, or you know, I think some of the centers had a fixed protocol for swapping them out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of these things that it makes sense. You know, it's certainly worth trying, but it doesn't appear to really improve any patient-oriented outcomes.
Excellent abstract, and again, it is intuitive that you'd think it would work, but glad to know it doesn't. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.